Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Far and wide as the eye can wander, heath and bog are everywhere. Not a bird sings out to cheer us. Oaks are standing gaunt and bare. We are the peat bog soldiers. We're marching with our spades to the bog. We are the peat bog soldiers. We're marching with our spades to the bog.
Hi, I'm Alan Chartok. In celebration of its 90th birthday, Congregation Ahavas Shalom is sponsoring the National Yiddish Theater Folk Bina's production of Ghetto Tango at the Mehewi Theater on Sunday, May 19th at 3 p.m. Joining us to talk about the production is Zalman Mlotek, the artistic director of the National Yiddish Theater Folk Bina. Zalman will be one of the performers in the cabaret program at the Mehewi and was one of the creators of this work. Welcome, Zalman. I'm delighted you're with us.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's a pleasure.
Tell me all about Ghetto Tango.
Ghetto Tango is a project that the late Adrian Cooper, the singer, and I created some years ago because we felt a need to bring forth material that was created, songs of spiritual resistance that were created during the war in the ghettos of Warsaw, Bialystok, Kovno, Lodz, pre-war Poland, in the concentration camps, in the DP camps, songs that expressed hope, songs that expressed defiance, songs written by young people in their 20s who had nothing but their own words to express themselves. These are passionate, exciting, gritty songs that when people think of the Holocaust, they think, of course, of sad and morose songs. There's a deep sadness when you deal with anything about the Holocaust. But here's a picture of material and of resistance that was created spiritually by words and music. And we put this together in a program that we've recorded, and the CD is available, and we also perform it all over the world.
When you say all over the world, give us an idea of where you've been.
Well, my son and I just returned from Shanghai, where my father, Joseph Mlotek, may rest in peace, spent the war years in Shanghai. There was a big Jewish community in Shanghai because the Japanese ambassador, Sugihara, signed thousands of visas illegally to let Jews out of Vilna and Lithuania. And the Chinese opened their gate, opened the ports of Shanghai to some 20,000 refugees. And they lived not in a ghetto, but they were fed and they had work and they were free during the war years. So this was 41 to 47. And my son and I were invited to go back there. They celebrated the 70th anniversary of the Jewish ghetto. And my son, who will be performing with me on May 19th, performed a version of this piece in one of the synagogues, in one of the remaining synagogues in the Shanghai ghetto. We've also done pieces of this in Warsaw at the Yiddish Theater there, and we've done it all over the United States, in Miami and Toronto and various other places.
What's the reception been?
The reception, people aren't aware of this piece of creativity, so they're stunned by it, they're moved by it. It's inspiring in a way, and it's educational in that people, as I said, aren't aware of this whole element of what we call spiritual resistance.
When you say resistance, as you pointed out, there's an internal resistance to what's going on, and there's some optimism here as well as the pessimism of the...
Without question, Yes. Without question. It's the power of the pen, It's the power of the pen, and it's the power of words. And words inspire, and words are solace and music. One of the very interesting phenomena of the material is that we call it Ghetto Tango because much of the material uses musical melodies and forms that were popular in pre-war Poland, popular in America, that they heard in pre-war Poland and Lithuania. And they adapted this music, which once upon a time, in not war times, was a source of enjoyment and recreation and leisure. Now it was they used the melodies as a kind of a solace, a kind of a comfort, where they would attach words based on their lives in the ghetto and in the camps. So it's a very interesting juxtaposition of using the music and how the music is a kind of a, I wouldn't say remedy, but a comfort.
Now, when people walk up to you after the performance, when they've been sitting there in the audience, are they crying? What are they telling you?
People are moved. The whole performance is in Yiddish and in English. All the songs are introduced in English, and the songs are translated as we go along with PowerPoint. So there's no question of anybody understanding it. So there's no excuse for anyone saying, well, I don't understand Yiddish, so I'm not coming. You know, it's like coming to see Carmen or Traviata. You know, people are aware of the lyrics. But to answer your question, people are moved. People are moved. People tell me their stories. People tell me of their own family histories of people who survived the war or people who were here during the war. And people remark of the importance of the material that future generations should know of this civilization that existed. And one of the important things that I like to bring out is that this is not a memorial to a dead culture. You know, I run the National Yiddish Theater, which is almost going to be 100 years old in 2015. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary. We've continuously presented things in Yiddish and bilingually throughout the years. Our mission, and it ties in very much with Ghetto Tango, is to point out the vitality of this language and culture that accompanied our people throughout the ages in Europe and then in America, and then had significant interest in the building of American popular culture, the early movies, early vaudeville that turned into Yiddish theater, that turned into that Broadway, benefited from as well. So we bring this material as a kind of a taste of this, you know, thousand-year-old culture that produced Nobel laureates. And so there are important documents within the material that I'm presenting on the 19th as well. Documents that show a part of life that otherwise you wouldn't read about, or you could read about it in textbooks and in archives, but there's nothing like hearing it performed and seeing a theatrical version of it performed.
So as director of the National Yiddish Theater, I remember my parents going down to Second Avenue and going to Yiddish Theater. It's had its reversals, of course. Is Yiddish coming back? I know we have the wonderful center in Amherst. I'm wondering what's happened.
Well, we've experienced a remarkable surge of interest in the last 15 years. There are more colleges all over the world teaching Yiddish. There are more Yiddish culture clubs. Yiddish as a lingua franca of our people will never happen again, except among the ultra-religious. And that's not our goal. Our goal is to make sure that this culture be heard, be seen, be presented, because it is vibrant. And our audiences reflect that. We perform in Yiddish. Right now we're performing the Megillah of Itzhak Manger, a wonderful take on the whole Purim play. But it's presented in Yiddish with English supertitles. And our audiences are literally from young kids, parents who want to expose their children to the language, to, of course, the older generation who comes from a nostalgic place. But we're reinventing the box, as it will. This production, per se, has circus elements and magic elements as well. So we're using 2013 sensibilities to present this material so that new audiences can look at it with fresh eyes as opposed to a thing of nostalgia.
So I see one thing I wanted to ask you about. The cabaret songs are of love, truth, and defiance. What's the defiant element?
Well, the defiant element is there's a phrase, you know, in one of the songs, chase us from our homes, cut off our beards, but Jews have faith, we will see their downfall. That's one of the most powerful lines. You know, another line is, we won't be the last of the Mohicans. Mivel nizayn de letzte Mohikana, Mohikana in Yiddish, as opposed to Mohicans. These are powerful words when you think that they were written by people in their 20s whose parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts were taken from them daily, and their friends and their kids. These are words of blood. There's a partisan hymn that was written in 41 in the woods of Vilna. It says this song was written not with lead but with blood. This is not a song about birds singing free. This is a song written with grenades in our hands. There was resistance, I mean, with the famous Warsaw Ghetto resistance, Warsaw Ghetto uprising. There were uprisings in other ghettos. But in most situations, the actual resistance was, it was impossible with machine guns, you know, facing you. But in words and in song, you know, there was just a performance of the Verdi Requiem, you know, that was performed in Theresienstadt, an incredible story that conductor in the concentration camp Theresienstadt gathered singers and taught them all the Verdi Requiem from one score. And they performed it all over, you know, they invited, you know, a high guard of the Nazis to come in because the singers would sing it all with one piano. And they talked to some of the survivors of those performances, talk about, well, we were singing to their faces. Dies Irae, you know, this is a moment of anger and wrath. So music was an important part of that sense of resistance, and when you talk to survivors today, and there are still, yeah, thank God, amongst us, they will tell you about how songs and how music and how culture sustained them at times.
Well, do you want to hear more? You're going to go to the beautiful Mehewi Theater. There's nothing like it, of course, in the world.
I've heard that. It's
gorgeous. Fabulous. And if you want to hear more, then you're going to go to hear Zalman Motek, the artistic director of the National Yiddish Theater, Volksbühne, in celebration of its 90th birthday. Congregation Ahava Shalom in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, is sponsoring the National Yiddish Theater's Volksbühne production of Ghetto Tango this Sunday, May 19th at 3 p.m. Zalman, thank you so much for giving us all this time.
I really appreciate the opportunity to tell your listeners about this program.
America hat erklärt, sie macht die Welt bekannt. Also England muss aufgeben, die in das ganze Land. Wir tanzen in alle Gassen, in die Stieben ist freilich. England schreit schon hinter, an nahem jüdischen Mehlach. No sorg nicht jeden, in Zeit zufrieden. Auf unsere Zorres will nehmen an Eck. Als Gott wird geben, wir werden erleben, werden wir all jeden kein Erz Israel weg. Nur sorgt nicht jeden, in Zeit zufrieden, als unsere Zorres will nehmen.